Welcome to Morning Prayer for Monday, March 20th, 2023, the 23rd day of Lent. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. O Lord, you are kind and forgiving, full of love to all who call on you. Listen to my prayer, O Lord, hear the cries of my pleading. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with a song. Know that the Lord is God, our Maker to whom we belong. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. Enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving and the courts with praise. Give thanks and bless God's holy name. Good indeed is the Lord, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from age to age. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. O Lord our God, we give you thanks for the mercy you so freely offer us through the grace of our baptism, safe passage through the sea, justice rolling down like water, deliverance from sin and death forever. By the power of your Holy Spirit, poured out upon us in baptism, teach us to love and serve you faithfully, and reconcile us to you and to one another as members of one living body. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 3. Lord, how many are my foes? How many there are who rise up against me? How many there are who say to me, Your God cannot help. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me. You are my glory, the one who lifts up my head. I call aloud to you, O Lord, and you answer me from your holy hill. I lie down and go to sleep. I wake again because you sustain me. I do not fear the multitudes of people who set themselves against me all around. Rise up, O Lord. Set me free, O my God. Surely you will strike all my enemies across the face, and you will break the teeth of the wicked. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. Lord God, ruler of the universe, you rescue your people from adversity, even as you delivered your own Son from the grasp of death. Shield us from danger, and raise us up on the last day with all your saints to dwell with you in your eternal kingdom, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Psalm 143. Lord, hear my prayer, and in your faithfulness heed my supplications. Answer me in your righteousness. Enter not into judgment with your servant, for in your sight shall no one living be justified. For my enemy has sought my life and has crushed me to the ground, making me live in dark places like those who are long dead. My spirit faints within me, my heart within me is desolate. I remember the time past, I ponder all your deeds, I consider the works of your hands. I spread out my hands to you, my soul gasps to you like a thirsty land. O Lord, make haste to answer me. My spirit fails me. Do not hide your face from me, or I shall be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear of your loving kindness in the morning, for I put my trust in you. Show me the road that I must walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord, for I flee to you for refuge. Teach me to do what pleases you, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness' sake, bring me out of trouble. In your steadfast love, destroy my enemies and bring all my foes to naught, for truly I am your servant. God of our hope, you bring the first light of dawn to those who live in the dark places of desolation and fear. Send your good spirit to lead us on firm and level ground, that we may put our trust in you and do what is pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Church in Rome. Or do you not know, brothers and sisters, for I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law is binding on a person only during that person's lifetime? Thus a married woman is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if her husband dies, she is discharged from the law concerning the husband. Accordingly, she will be called an adulteress if she belongs to another man while her husband is alive. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, and if she belongs to another man, she is not an adulteress. In the same way, my brothers and sisters, you have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God. For while we were living in the flesh, our sinful passions, aroused by the law, were at work in our members to bear fruit for death. But now we are discharged from the law, dead to that which held us captive, so that we are enslaved in the newness of the Spirit, and not in the oldness of the written code. What then are we to say? That the law is sin? By no means. Yet if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. I would not have known what it is to covet if the law had not said, "You shall not covet." But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. For apart from the law, sin lies dead. I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died, and the very commandment that promised life proved to be death to me. For sin, seizing an opportunity in the commandment, deceived me, and through it killed me. So the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and just, and good. We proclaim Christ crucified, the wisdom and power of God. Thanks be to God. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Litany for Lent. For 40 days and nights the rain fell, and the waters covered the face of the earth. Lead us, O Lord, from death to life. For 40 years the people wandered, seeking the land of God's promise. Lead us, O Lord, from death to life. Moses spent 40 days on the mountain, learning the commandments of God. Lead us, O Lord, from death to life. Elijah traveled 40 days in the wilderness to hear the voice of God in the silence. Lead us, O Lord, from death to life. Jonah cried out to the people of Nineveh, "Repent, or in 40 days you will perish." Lead us, O Lord, from death to life. Jesus fasted and prayed for 40 days and was tested by the devil. Lead us, O Lord, from death to life. Eternal God, as we are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, so give us the grace of repentance, that we may pass through the grave with him and be born again to eternal life. For he is the one who was crucified, dead, and buried, and rose again for us, Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Satisfy us with your love in the morning, and we will live this day in joy and praise. We praise you, God our Creator, for your handiwork in shaping and sustaining your wondrous creation. Especially we thank you for the ministry of all the baptized, for those who provide for public safety and well-being, for those with whom we work or share common concerns, for opportunities to share good news with others, for the treasure stored in every human life. People of God, for what else do we give thanks? We dare to pray for others, God our Savior, claiming your love in Jesus Christ for the whole world, committing ourselves to care for others in his name. Especially we pray for the church in Asia and the Middle East, for those who seek to save the earth from destruction, for those who work for the benefit of others, for those who cannot work today, for understanding to live according to our faith. People of God, for what else do we pray? God of love, as you have given your life to us, so may we live according to your holy will, revealed in Jesus Christ. Make us bold to share your life and show your love in the power of your Holy Spirit. Grant this through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the steadfast love of God, the abundant grace of Jesus Christ, and the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit be with us this day and always. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.